Hi, I'm Randy McLean, the president of Waypoint Analytics, and I'm here with my friend Jeannie Hurlburt. Jeannie is a specialist and she consults on customer service issues survey issues in support of that. And so what we're talking about today is the benefits of having concierge level customer service, which is one of the things that we believe is necessary for companies to optimize their operations so they can pull ahead of the competition in terms of profit generation and growth in the second half of the decade. I'm really concerned about this because if you, and you should be too, because if you're not doing this, if you're not pulling ahead, other people will and you'll be left behind. And so, Jeannie, when we're talking about the concierge level customer service, why is this important?
Well, it's important because, first of all, you have a huge opportunity right now because most of the customer service in America right now is pretty bad, to tell you the truth. So you have an opportunity to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. And we know that that's the biggest predictor of business success. That's what Harvard Business School tells us anyway. Mm-hmm. And so you have an opportunity here to serve your customers, and particularly your best customers, at the very, very, very highest level. So you're going to basically offer them a level of service that your competitors can't match.
Okay, and that's interesting because we know, we've all been told that customer service is it. A lot of companies are focusing on improving customer service. And unfortunately, it isn't translating in a lot of cases into a tangible thing that the customers can feel. And so that usually means that there's a failure going on in the company where they're trying to make something better and aren't actually achieving it.
Mm-hmm. And usually, you know when that happens, Randy? It happens when they don't talk to their customers. Okay, we can't sit in a boardroom and decide, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, it's going to do this, and it's going to make them happy. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is we have to go out and talk to our customers. We have to figure out what's important to them and what their biggest problems are. What keeps them awake at night? If we understand that and we understand how they want the customer service oriented, then we're going to be able to put a system and a program in place that's going to serve them well because now we know them well.
Yeah,
that has to be the starting point.
That's a really good point because it's easy. I find myself, I've been in the business long enough that, and I have enough experience that I have some anecdotal evidence of what customers like or don't like. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I may feel that I have access to all the opportunities, or at least I know what the important things are. But every time we go out and we talk to our clients, we get out in the marketplace, we walk around a warehouse, we go and see what happens with a customer, I always come back with those eureka moments that we've had where we have opportunities for service innovation. In fact, you and I were in discussion with an end customer of one of our clients just yesterday. And when we just asked what kind of thing he would like to have that would make his business better, it was sort of like, well, give me a better price, that kind of thing. But when we started digging in, we found out that there was opportunities in financing, there was opportunities in how we deliver and shape our delivery services, there's opportunities in how we can reduce the load for him for ordering, and there's quite a number of things that we could have done for him as a distribution company that would have made his life better, made his business better, would have reduced the amount of manpower that he needed maybe to do the job. And quite frankly, walking into that meeting, I thought I knew what all the answers were going to be. And once again, I was surprised when we came up with some things that we just didn't ever think of.
Right. And what the anecdotal data do is give you a great starting point. And they give you a great starting point for building the system to get systematic data, because that's where we ultimately want to go. We want to systematically hear from as broad a customer base as we possibly can so that we get real hard data on what they want, where they want us to start with customer service. Now think about the power of that. It's not only letting us design exactly what they want, it's also going to give us an incredible positioning tool because now we can create content that targets directly at what they want. Most businesses don't create content because they don't know what to create. So you get all these side benefits that are beneficial for your marketing, they're beneficial for attracting leads and solving all the problems that wholesale distributors tell us they want to solve.
Right.
So once you understand what they want and you've got real data on that, then you can build a system that will serve them. And you want to serve everybody, but you particularly want to serve the concierge customer service to those top, those highest level, most profitable customers.
Well, that's a really good point. You know, there is a cost associated with offering a certain kinds of service if it's tangible. It's not good enough to just say, you know, we're better, or, you know, we'll smile wider or something like that. They have to act, when something goes wrong or they need something, they need to feel a difference, but it costs money. You need manpower, you need resources. You have to put together certain parts, kinds of infrastructure to be able to do this. And if all you're doing is increasing your costs, I would say from the financial standpoint, that would be doing the opposite of what we'd like to, what we'd like to achieve. And so that raises a good point. When we have, when we're looking at how companies make money, we know that there are certain accounts that they have that have extraordinarily good profitability. And it's not all, it's rarely correlated with having higher margins. It usually has to do with them buying larger volumes and having lower infrastructure costs per unit of gross profit. And so those accounts are the ones that you really, they're gold, they're where you make all of your money. And there are other companies, customers, where they may have high volume or lots of gross profit, but the infrastructure cost consumption on those accounts outweighs the gross profit, and so they wind up losing money. And so,
and that's what you and Bruce call cost to serve math, right?
Exactly, exactly. We use cost to serve math to figure that out. So the important point, though, is that you're talking about a very focused and targeted place for this service to go. It's not for the entire customer base. It's only for the most profitable accounts.
That's right. So you want to understand the whole customer base, and you want to serve the whole customer base well. But then there's a part of that base you're going to serve extraordinarily well. So it's not that we're going to serve the top customers well and not worry about everybody else. We're going to have a floor on service that's really high, and then we're going to set the bar higher than everybody else. Mm-hmm. But for those top customers, that's where we're going to have the concierge program that serves them exceptionally well. And that's what's going to give us the benefits in conversion and retention.
Okay. So when you're talking about conversion and retention, what do you mean by those?
All right. So in terms of conversion, the first big benefit is obviously if you're serving those most profitable customers at this extraordinarily high level, you're going to be much more able to retain them.
Okay.
And what you're going to put into the system, in addition to asking people what they want, you're going to put in feedback mechanisms so you always know if you're giving them what they want, because that's critical. You want to know whether they're satisfied and whether they're loyal. So if you have your finger on that pulse all the time, and if you're giving them what they want, you make sure you constantly are, you're going to be retaining those most profitable customers.
Yeah, okay, that's important.
But it's going to trickle down beyond that. You're going to be able to retain anybody whom you want to retain. So, you know, customers that aren't quite as profitable are still profitable, they're not your drain accounts. You're going to be able to retain them too, because you're going to be hearing from everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. So you're going to do a better job across the board, okay?
Well, I think there's probably, in fact, what we're seeing in our accounts or our clients that are already on this path is that when you talk about the trickle down, that's real. When you are building a high level of service and for target accounts for 20 or 50 accounts, and you're pulling out all the stops to give them the kind of service level that they will not, that they'll feel is missing if they go somewhere else. But all the stuff you put into place, the training, the attitude, how you optimize what you do for those people, tends to have spin-off effects, because some of those things make their way into your regular line of service.
Absolutely.
So,
and you want to do that very deliberately, quite frankly.
Right.
And so that's going to help your retention. Well, now the conversion's going to come because you're going to have a couple of different levers. First of all, once you begin offering this really high level service and you know it's clicking, your feedback is telling you people are happy, they're satisfied, they're loyal, you know, everything's working well. Once you have that in place, you can empower your salespeople to go over to your competitors and attract people who are just like those high-level profitable customers. You can draw them away from your competitors because you are offering a level of service your competitors can't offer, number one. And number two, you have this wonderful feedback system in place to make sure it works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first conversion benefit.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
But there's another conversion benefit, and that's what I think you call penetration. I call it kind of an internal conversion benefit.
Right.
And that's the ability to convert less profitable to more profitable customers, or maybe even money-losing accounts into money-making accounts.
Right.
So once you start offering the service and the word begins to get out, you're going to have some customers who go, wow, how do I get that? And you know what you're going to tell them? You're going to say, here are the steps you take, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to get this service.
Yeah.
And guess what? Those are the steps that are going to make those more profitable customers for you.
Well, that's an excellent idea, and I think we should go a little deeper into how you sort out the top accounts from the mid accounts and the bottom accounts and that kind of thing. We'll do that in another video in the series. But it's very interesting to start to think about that whole conversion, penetration, and retention dynamic that's going on with your customer base. And delving into that in deeper detail is also something I think that every company should be doing. So this has been great. So the takeaways are that a high level of customer service, something that people can feel, where they can feel a different attitude. Your people are actually doing things that our companies don't do, at least for target accounts, can be a very beneficial practice for any company, and it can set you on the track to be more competitive and to compete more more successfully against the other people in your marketplace. And it is really the first step to a higher profit company. So we'll be talking more about that going forward, on the strategy and the customer service. But I want to thank you for spending time with us in this video, and we'll look forward to seeing you again.